Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Reading Comprehension Success for High School by Todd M. Robinson is a skills-based workbook created for students in grades 9 through 12. Positioned as a high school reading practice resource, it focuses on helping learners strengthen comprehension through repeated exposure to passages and follow-up questions. Publicly available descriptions present it as a practical study aid rather than a theory-heavy textbook. With material designed for both independent learning and classroom use, its central purpose is to help students handle common reading problems such as losing the main idea, missing supporting details, and struggling with longer or more complex texts. The workbook uses multiple choice practice with answer support to turn reading errors into learning opportunities. It also appears to draw from several common school text types, including fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and informational reading. In that sense, the book serves as both a targeted comprehension trainer and a confidence-building tool for teenagers who need stronger academic reading skills and better readiness for school. Assignments and tests. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a practical workbook built around repeated comprehension practice. One of the most important features of this book is its clear workbook structure. Rather than presenting reading comprehension as an abstract idea, it treats it as a skill that improves through guided repetition. This matters for high school students because comprehension often breaks down not from a lack of intelligence, but from inconsistent practice with demanding texts. The book is presented as a resource that gives students passages to read and questions to answer in a format similar to what they encounter in class and on exams. That practical design makes the material useful for students who need direct training instead of broad discussion. The likely strength of this format is that it allows learners to identify weaknesses in a concrete way. A student can see whether the main problem is understanding central ideas, tracking details, making inferences, or staying focused through longer passages. Because the book is part of a workbook series aimed at grades 9 to 12, its purpose is aligned with school performance and skill building. This gives it a focused identity within the study aid category. It is not trying to be everything at once. It is centered on measurable reading improvement through active use. Secondly, coverage of multiple text types strengthens transfer across school subjects. The workbook is described as including fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and informational texts. That range is significant because high school reading demands are rarely limited to one genre. Students may read a story in English class, an article in social studies, a poem for literary analysis, and an explanatory text in science or test preparation settings. A comprehension workbook that exposes students to several forms of writing is more useful than one that trains them on only a narrow style. Different genres ask readers to notice different things. Fiction often requires attention to narrative movement and implied meaning. Nonfiction and informational texts ask students to track arguments, facts, structure, and evidence. Poetry may require close reading, sensitivity to language, and awareness of compressed meaning. By working across these forms, students can build adaptability. That is especially important for grades 9 through 12, when reading tasks become more varied and less forgiving. The book seems to recognize that comprehension is not a single skill used identically in every context. Instead, it involves adjusting reading habits to fit the kind of text in front of you. This cross-genre approach supports broader academic readiness and makes the workbook more relevant to everyday school demands. Thirdly, multiple choice questions and answer support create a feedback loop. Another core topic is the role of multiple choice questions paired with explanations or answer support. In many reading workbooks, questions are included simply to score right or wrong responses. This book is described in a more instructional way, suggesting that mistakes can become steps toward mastery. That is an important distinction. High school students often complete practice, but do not improve because they are never shown why an answer is incorrect or how a better reading process would have led to the right choice. A workbook that emphasizes explanation can help students connect outcomes to habits of thinking. This kind of feedback is valuable for test preparation, since many school assessments use selected response formats. However, the educational value goes beyond test familiarity. Good question review teaches students to return to the passage, locate evidence, distinguish strong answers from tempting distractors, and understand how comprehension is demonstrated. These are transferable academic habits. The format also supports independent study because students can self-check without needing a teacher beside them at every step. For struggling readers, this can reduce frustration. For stronger readers, it can sharpen precision. The overall effect is to make practice more diagnostic and less mechanical. Fourthly, attention to main ideas, details, and longer passages addresses common student struggles. The public description of the workbook highlights familiar problems, losing track of the main idea, missing details, and dreading long passages. These are not minor frustrations. They represent core barriers that prevent students from performing well across subjects. A major strength of the book is that it appears to address these issues directly rather than assuming students already know how to manage them. Main idea recognition is foundational, because without it, details feel scattered and unconnected. Detail tracking matters because many comprehension questions depend on accurate recall and careful evidence use. Longer passages add another layer of difficulty by testing stamina, attention, and organization of information over time. By centering these challenges, the workbook positions itself as a realistic intervention tool. It acknowledges the actual experience of students who feel overwhelmed when reading becomes denser in high school. This makes the book especially relevant for learners who may not need basic decoding help, but do need support with understanding and retention. The emphasis on these practical pain points also suggests a student-friendly orientation. Instead of presenting comprehension as a vague academic target, the workbook frames it around obstacles students already recognize in themselves. That clarity can make skill building feel more attainable. Lastly, confidence building and independent usability expand its value beyond test practice. A final important theme is the workbook focus on confidence and usable structure for both classroom and independent study. Many students approach reading practice with a history of discouragement, especially if they have performed poorly on quizzes or standardized assessments. A workbook that is designed to move students from frustration to greater fluency has value beyond the immediate score on a set of questions. Confidence matters because it affects persistence. Students who believe they can improve are more likely to continue practicing and engage with harder material. The book seeks to support this by combining clear instruction with structured exercises, which helps make progress visible. That usability also broadens its audience. Teachers can assign sections for guided practice, while parents and students can use it at home without needing extensive outside explanation. In the crowded field of academic workbooks, ease of use is a practical advantage. It means the book can function as remediation, reinforcement, or general skill maintenance. Its emphasis on confidence does not suggest inflated promises, but rather a sensible educational principle students improve when they experience repeated, understandable success. That makes the workbook relevant not only for exam preparation, but also for building a more stable relationship with academic reading. In conclusion, Reading Comprehension Success for High School is best suited for students in grades 9 through 12 who want structured help with academic reading, especially those who struggle to identify main ideas, retain details, or stay engaged with longer passages. It can also serve parents, tutors, and teachers looking for a straightforward resource that supports repeated practice without requiring extensive setup. The book offers practical benefits because it appears to combine diverse passages, multiple choice questions, and answer guidance in a format familiar to school and test environments. That makes it useful for both skill repair and ongoing reinforcement. Its intellectual benefit is not only higher accuracy on comprehension questions, but also stronger habits of evidence-based reading across genres. After all, what helps the workbook stand out in its category is its balanced positioning. It is not presented as a dense instructional manual, nor merely as a packet of random exercises. Instead, it emphasizes targeted practice, variety of text types, and a confidence-building approach that responds to real student frustrations. Compared with many generic study aids, it appears more focused on helping learners understand how to improve, not just whether they answered correctly. For high school readers who need practical, accessible support, that is a meaningful advantage. If you would like to support Todd M. Robinson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.